G'day, this is Greedy Smith from Metal as Anything here. I'd like you to dig deep and find a few coins for kids, okay?
And General Manager here at 7BU is a very own Chloe Foster. Good morning to you, Chloe.
Good morning, Lee Kenworthy.
It's a very exciting day today because Coin for Kids has returned. Well, it was in recess last year for a damn thing called COVID, but I know COVID's still out and about there on the mainland as we speak, but we're going ahead with Coins for Kids this month of July.
We certainly are. It's not stopping us this year, and we have a lot planned for across the coast to celebrate Coins for Kids and, most importantly, raise lots of money for kids battling cancer right here in our hometowns.
We know the great work of Cancer Council of Tasmania. We speak at great length with Penny Egan, who is the CEO of Cancer Council of Tasmania. And they're again supporting young people in our community here on the Northwest Coast who are impacted by cancer, the dreaded C word, because whether it's a pandemic, COVID-19, doesn't matter, because cancer doesn't stop, doesn't take a pause because of that. And we'd like your help. So we're asking any businesses, if you don't have one of those Coins for Kids tins, make sure you pop into the station and we'll arrange one.
Absolutely. Let us know. And we would love for you to be able to help us collect those coins that people have in their pockets these days. But noting that we're not carrying as much cash at this time with the COVID pandemic, we've actually got a QR code on the tins and on our posters. So you can simply scan with your phone, with your camera, much like we do with our COVID check-ins, and that'll take you right to our website to donate absolutely cash-free as well.
Wonderful initiative. We are getting with the times, aren't we?
Which
is great news. There is a raffle coming soon, so if you stay listening here at 7BU, we'll let you know on how you can win with that raffle. Footprints Educational Centre are getting behind it too. They're having a fancy dress day to raise much-needed funds on Monday the 12th of July, so that's a good one. And later on this month, we've got a high tea. Tell us about that.
We do. At the beautiful Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens, we've got an exquisite high tea organised. Think beautiful macarons and tarts, sweet and savoury, scones, jam cream, all the works, beautiful cupcakes, donated from a lot of really beautiful bakeries right across our Wynyard and Burnham area. So it's going to be absolutely beautiful. Glass of sparkling on arrival as well. Unlimited tea and coffee. I think there's going to be some music, and it's all really going to be beautifully set out. All the floral vintage teacups. It's going to be gorgeous. So that's happening on Sunday, the 25th of July, from 12 p.m. till 2 p.m. And you can book online. The tickets are going to be released this afternoon, actually. $45 a head, and my goodness, this is not going to be a high tea where you go home hungry. It is going to be plentiful.
Yeah, and all for a good cause. So you have a good afternoon filled up and also going to a good cause and helping out cancer.
100% of your ticket price goes directly to Coins for Kids.
Guaranteed.
Absolutely.
Well, I thought I'd better get you on this morning and having a bit of a chat, you being the General Manager of 7BU. It is day one of Coins for Kids, July 1. Can you believe that? The end of the financial year was yesterday. I can't believe it.
It's just gone so quickly. But anyway, please dig deep. We're really excited. Coins for Kids, we're back. It's all happening this month of July. So get amongst it, be generous, and let's help kids across the coast.
Well said. Pop into the studios and offices here at 7BU, 310 Wilson Street, Burnie, during office hours, and jump onto our website, 7BU.com.au. Thanks, Chloe.
Thank you.